Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Is It Just Me, the podcast that we like to think puts the very frivolous and silly front and center and reassures you you're not alone in spending far too much time of your day worrying
where
about
it should be the front and center.
Front and frivolous front and center. That's what we like to do. Is that right, Joe Elvin?
Front and center and in the booth today.
In the booth. Yes, this is a very atmospheric Is It Just Me because we're actually coming from, I like to say, a zhuzhi bar in Brixton, my hood. I'm on my doorstep. I'm James Williams, by the way. That was Joe Elvin,
Hi.
The other host.
Yeah.
And we are joined by an old friend and a neighbour. She's also a model and I would argue a very important, vital voice. And she's an incredible activist doing great, great things. I'm delighted to welcome to the show this week the lovely Munro Bergdorf.
Hi, what an introduction.
Hey, well, we try.
Are you happy that everyone in the bar is looking at us going, why have they got...
That's why I've got my back to them.
No, we've already had a waitress come up and say, is this karaoke? We're like, no.
Oh, amazing. Should we just pretend that we're doing karaoke?
It is. That's the surprise element of the show. That's how we lose all our listeners in one fell swoop. Unless you can sing, Munro. I know.
Not
I can.
A note.
Oh, can you not? Yeah. What would be your go-to karaoke track, Munro?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, probably a Cardi B song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could do a good Cardi B
I
rap.
I can see
Every
that.
Every time I'm holding this microphone, the words to Islands in the Stream come into my head.
Okay, yeah. Nice selection. What are yours?
Well, now I've got this idea of me and you doing a lovely duet of that, getting pissed somewhere, Joe. We need to
Don't
make...
go breaking my heart.
That was number one when I was born, showing my age there.
Well, why don't we do Salt and Pepper and Spinderella?
Absolutely, hey.
Yes.
Let's get Canova Hall on its feet. Yeah. Munro, it's lovely to see you. Always lovely to see you.
Thank
it's a
you.
Very rainy day. We're recording on a very rainy, miserable day in London. But you are a little ray of sunshine, Munro.
Of these compliments, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, yeah. A little bit of an eventful week.
Anything been happening?
Oh, I hate to say this, Munro. I've known you a long time, and I can honestly say drama does seem to follow you. I can honestly, it's not like you go out looking for it, but it just seems like, you know. But you have got, like I said, you can take it. You can. You are such a strong person. I've got to tell you, this one thing I always admire about you. You get a lot of shit thrown at you. And also, the one thing I'm glad to have you on this show because. In a weird way, like I said, you're doing amazing stuff and you're doing brilliant work in your activism. But I've known you a long time and I know deep down you're a really fun, funny girl.
Oh,
and
thank
I think,
you.
You know, in a weird way, you've kind of had this persona, have you? Because you've been, you're being put on TV shows and it's important. It's good.
Yeah.
And you've got a voice and you're articulate and you're doing great things. But often I think I want people to see the fun side of Munro.
I wish people would, you know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't get much opportunity because people throw so much drama my way. And it's unfortunate. But I think with this latest thing that's happening, people are starting to see why these kind of things happen. And unfortunately, what women like me have to contend with.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think drama follows me. I think when you are a visible trans person that's working at the level that I found myself in, for whatever reason, people don't like to see you succeed. Mm. People don't want you to have a seat at the table. People don't want you to be a role model for the youth. And we've seen it happen in yesteryear with gay men.
Yeah.
And now it's happening with trans women. So unfortunately, a lot of the work that I do is quite serious. I would love to do more fun stuff.
But it is important. I think it's very pertinent because, we've had a lot of talk, about straight pride and people going on, why do we need gay pride? Why is it now being turned into a month-long thing? And weirdly, it's almost like the gays, we've all got together and organised these events because there's been a horrible run of, there was a lesbian couple beaten up last week. There are people, trans women being killed all the time in America.
Absolutely.
And it's really unbelievable to me. And the best way to sum it up is to say, be glad you don't need a pride.
Oh my God. You know,
gay and trans people wish we didn't need pride, but we need it because
the straight lady at the table here.
And these things are still happening.
Absolutely.
And we've got, like you said, you'd love to have a day off and just have a laugh, unfortunately.
But like, I'm fighting so that you lot can have a laugh. I'm joking.
I'm determined to give you a laugh today.
There you go.
You are.
It's a little joke from me.
Absolutely. Well, look, in amongst everything else you're doing, you've just set up your own platform, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
I set up a platform called Goddess Platform. It's at the moment it's an Instagram profile.
It says there right there on your neck that you are a goddess.
I've actually got goddess tattooed on my neck.
That's a really good idea. I might do that.
Did the tattoo come first?
Or the tattoo came first. Yeah. The tattoo's about a year old.
Yeah.
And I got it because I don't think in this society we actually appreciate ourselves enough.
No.
We don't worship ourselves. We're always encouraged to worship other people. Yeah. And we should be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm a goddess.
Yeah.
I come from a lineage of strong women that have got me to this point.
Do you do that? Because I can't see me ever looking
that's
at myself
what,
in the
what
mirror.
That's what it's for.
And going,
to
I'm
remind
a
me it's a really focal point to look at yourself.
That is good, actually. But you know what? I think the problem is, as well, as British people are terrible, and we are not very good at honking our own horns.
No.
We're not very good at taking compliments.
Yeah.
We're not very good at basically believing in our own hype. And look at somebody like in America, for example, it's often looked down upon in this country, isn't it, to actually have confidence and to be assertive and to
definitely
you're almost raised as British kids to kind of be your own punchline and take the piss out of yourself before somebody else does. It's like a defense mechanism,
and I do that but at the same time, I'm not saying that I'm a goddess insofar as like how I look. I'm a goddess because I am self-possessed. I'm in control of what I do with my life and what I want for myself. Mm. I am my own goddess. I'm not looking for validation from anybody else apart from myself, mostly.
Yeah.
Of course, like being a human being, it does I slip up. But mostly I do what I do because I want to. And I dress how I want because I want to. And I am my own creation.
Yeah. Oh, it's this thing, isn't it, as well? It's like we've talked about this a lot on the show before. It really pisses me off. I mean, as a man, it really pisses me off with that there's one type of a feminist that, one size fits all. It's like, you can be a feminist, you can be a man and be a feminist, you can be a very glamorous feminist, you can be...
Yeah.
It's not like... It's almost like just because you choose to represent yourself in a certain way visually doesn't mean you're... Your ideals, your values should be undervalued.
Because,
it's a really strange thing to me. And it's essentially slut shaming, isn't it? There's that whole stuff of your wife.
For sure. I think, we need to get back to the idea that a woman can be a whole person.
Yeah.
And, also remember that, people that do work in the sex industry also need access to feminism.
Yeah.
Because they're on the forefront of vulnerability. So we need, they're fighting for us as well. They're exposed to the most male violence out of any of us. So if anything, they need the most access to feminism. Trans women are being murdered at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
We need access to feminism, and any feminism that doesn't allow us within it or allow sex workers within it is just misogyny.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hear, hear. Absolutely. God. Yeah.
Made me serious.
I was going to say sorry. but anyway, so back to the goddess platform. So basically, they can follow you on Instagram. Obviously, Madonna follows Monroe on Instagram. Did you know that,
that's
Joe?
That's pretty major.
I mean, come on. That was a pinch me moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Put in a word for me?
Put in a word for me?
Yeah.
We've only talked over DMs very briefly.
Oh wow, come
but
on.
I mean, it
not
was
many
enough
people
for me.
Yeah. You could die happy.
I She was somebody, you know, there are much lesser people than Madonna that give me stage fright when it comes to, okay, have a witty response.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I mean, I didn't really know how to respond. I just think she's great. I think she's fantastic, and she's done so much for women.
Yeah.
You know, she went through the slut shaming that I'm going through at the moment.
But also, now the ageism. Like, she's now. Yeah. It
just shows, doesn't it? A woman's work is never done, apparently.
Madonna's that person.
Bloody exhausting.
Yeah.
Madonna is still fighting that same fucking fight.
Yeah.
She's 60 and she must be so bored of having to deal with that crap.
Yeah, but she doesn't care. No. You know what I mean? She's still blazing that trail.
And that's why she is relevant, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Also, Goddess platform.
Yes.
Let me finish. Yeah. Sorry, let me get back.
That Madonna sideline. Sorry, park that.
Yes. If it kills us.
So basically, it's a profile to amplify the voices of women and transgender and non-binary and intersex people. I am so aware that I have quite a large platform for someone of my intersections, and I really want to elevate our stories and show us in an inspirational, uplifting light, because there's so much bad news out there. I just want a place where people can go and feel uplifted by people that have faced a struggle and, you know, are not necessarily coming out the other side, but are making it work and are, you know, empowered in themselves. And I shared a story about an amazing girl that has lupus.
I saw that, saying that,
you know, my life's not perfect, but I'm making the most of what I have. And a girl called Lou Northcote, and she has had a struggle with acne. So I'm just sharing real stories.
Yeah.
And then they don't always, you know, they're not always glossy, but they're real. And I think that people really want to see that. Yeah. They don't want to see, you know, and now I'm thin.
No.
And just feel not alone.
Yeah.
I think everybody in somewhere or another at some point in their lives feels like what they're going through, that they're the only person going through it.
Absolutely.
And I think there is a shift in Instagram itself, isn't there? There is now more of a call, I think, for a bit more honesty. You know, it's not this totally filtered, you know, basically essentially fake existence.
Sure.
People want to see a bit more.
We just need balance. You know, no one's saying that we can't have the fitness models and we can't have the airbrushing, but we need balance and we need awareness that images are retouched as well. And, you know, we need to know what we're being sold.
I think it's like everything, full disclosure. As long as there's full disclosure about whether or not someone's being paid to do something, if something's been airbrushed, it's when someone tries to pretend something is what
for
it's
sure.
not.
For sure. That's when, you know, unrealistic beauty standards start creeping in.
You will be shocked to know that none of my Instagram pictures are airbrushed.
Well,
I know you.
I wish I could say the same.
I know you'd be forgiven for thinking that when you look at them.
I'm glad I'm sat down.
I definitely, full disclosure right now, I definitely retouched some of my pictures. Because
you don't need it though.
Well, I mean, it's not so much that I need it. It's like, you know, if a bit of your makeup is smudged or like if it's creeped into the pores and I don't know, it's like for my own comfort.
Flawless, I know. She is.
Well, thank you, Joe. Yeah. That means a lot coming from you.
So if you're on the gram, immediately go now and follow Monroe's personal account, but also do follow, it's the Goddess Platform. Is that right,
yes,
the handle?
Yes, Goddess Platform.
Well, that's great. And honestly, Monroe, keep fighting the good fight, honestly.
Thanks, James.
I really, really doff my cap to you because you get a lot of shit thrown at you. And I just think you've got such strength and you're a total inspiration. And
thank you.
I love words with anyone who says otherwise. That's the honest God's truth. So anyway,
enough
serious. That was enough serious yang. We're going to have some silly ying.
Yay.
Are you ready to talk about a lot of nonsense, Monroe? It's
always
the reason you came.
Always.
I don't know if you're ready for the seriousness of this next topic.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's going to get very high. Brow.
Okay.
Right, let's do this.
All right. This might be one of the most controversial statements ever committed to a podcast recording.
I'm bracing myself for hate mail about this one, Joe. I'm not going to lie.
Monroe, James, is it just me who really likes pineapple on pizza?
As long as there's ham as well.
Oh, it's got to be pure Hawaiian, hasn't it?
Yes, it's got to be Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I think a Hawaiian pizza is for the developed palate. I like the juxtaposition of sweet and savory.
That's so diplomatic.
It really is. But I'm shocked at this because that means we've got three people who all like Hawaiian. I think Hawaiian.
I don't get the violent hatred of pineapple on pizza.
It's people that don't like nice things.
What?
I mean, you're the ones with the problem. What, not us.
What I mean, pizza does get people very uptight, doesn't it? I mean, what is your go to when you go to order a pizza? What is
it? Ham and pineapple. But if that's what's there, I'm. You know what? When this goes back to my days of being a waitress at the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And they would feed us free pizza, but usually the ones that were left that we were allowed to eat were the ham and pineapple. And so I started eating ham and pineapple pizza when I was so starving that I would have eaten, I would have taken food out of the rats' mouths at the back of the bins.
Not outside. The rats.
Yeah. Not saying Pizza Hut had rats, by the way.
Yeah, don't sue us, Pizza Hut.
But, so
I can't imagine you being a waitress at Pizza Hut.
No, and to be honest
that's
with you,
amazing.
The people who had me as their waitress struggled to imagine me as a waitress. Let's just say that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Everybody's been a waitress or a barmaid, right?
I've been a waitress. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I wasn't. I was such a useless waitress that they put me on the host stand.
Oh, wow. I can imagine you doing that.
I was going to say, that's
they
an
immediate. That to me.
That's an immediate promotion.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, because I'm quite good with, like, organization in a weird way of, like, shuffling, like, spinning plates. I'm good at multitasking.
And people skills.
And people skills,
And being nice when you're saying, I'm sorry, you're not getting a table until the end.
I think I've made a pretty good host.
Yeah.
Like, for 6 months, and then afterwards, I wasn't so good.
I was the worst waitress.
I've never been a waiter, but I've worked in bars, and I worked in theatre bars, and they were really stressful because... You know, the intervals can get very dicey because it's really short and people get very stressed about not getting their drinks.
Getting to the bar.
I mean, it's literally like power bar
service.
I am
that person, like literally crying because I'm not going to get a drink for interval.
Well, also, you know.
Especially if it's a bad play.
Because also people never pre-order. There's service to pre-order your interval drinks and no one ever takes you up on it.
I don't trust the pre-order thing. I'm very cynical.
No, neither do I.
That.
It's just a bottle of wine waiting there for you.
Exactly. Someone else is going to take.
And there's never enough ice in the drinks. They always melt. You get that there's no ice in the drink. Sorry, it doesn't really work.
Back to the real issue. Well, pineapple on pizza.
I love it. The one thing about pizza I get very het up about is I don't like a deep crust.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. I mean, I struggle with gluten. I'm one of those people.
Oh, Monroe.
But it's only some gluten. And if it's like a cheap pizza, I kind of feel like you need to invest in your pizza. If it's a cheap frozen pizza, then
same
it gives
shoes.
Me...
Investment is key.
Exactly.
Shoes and pizza.
Shoes and pizza.
Invest in good pizza. Otherwise, you're going to get that churning stomach.
Yeah. I've got to tell you as well, cheese in the crust is satanic.
Oh, and salami in the crust.
You think? Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Can I just say, they actually do a very good pizza at Canova Hall where we are right now. Okay. They do a good pizza.
If you like cheese in your crust, I'm going to judge you harsher than on any other issue that we can possibly talk about today.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of, I do. Oh, but I kind of like anything like gross like that.
I was going to say, though, to be honest.
As long as there's a dip, put it in, the garlic dip.
I mean, the thing is...
My arteries.
I'm surprised, because I know you love cheese, so I thought there's no way I could serve cheese in a bad way
for you. It's not really cheese,
though,
is it?
It's just not right. It's not... There's a time and a place and a position for cheese, and it's not within...
A crust.
The deep pan, God help you, crust of your pizza.
Now, you see,
it's on top.
The one thing I remember, it's really,
very strict about this.
I'm going to sound so shallow right now. When I read Eat, Pray, Love...
Oh, wow.
The one thing that stuck with me was on her travel when she discovered that apparently purists, the devised pizza, say you should only have mozzarella. It should only be basically cheese and tomato.
Oh, no.
So I then thought, oh, God, that's a really good thing. So in my head now, I always think that I like to keep it a classic margarita.
That's the Italian way, isn't it? They're very snobby about things like that. And they're very snobby about what time you can have your coffee. And what you can have on your pizza.
Yeah.
I've got to say, though, fish on a pizza. I'm not a fan of a prawn on a pizza.
No.
No seafood on pizza. Seafood scares me anyway.
Does it?
Just because I feel like it's like Russian roulette. And I don't know if I've got that amount of time.
It's messy work.
Yeah.
Bad prawn, Munro. I'm telling you.
Mussel.
I live to tell the tale. That's an inconvenience that... stays with you.
You're now technically allergic, aren't you?
Yeah,
to shellfish.
Yeah, but I tell you what I'm also allergic to, as in intolerant to, is chicken on a pizza.
Mm. Oh, no, I love that.
What about... And you know
Spanish chicken.
And you know what's really outrage? A hate crime is any sort of... Indian on a pizza. Like
tandoori curry
pizza.
On a pizza. Yeah tandoori pizza is horrible.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
hate crime?
How do you feel about an egg on a pizza? I quite like a Fiorentina.
No, get out. Get out of here.
I love eggs in most guises.
No, I'm a pepperoni girl.
Are you?
Yeah, just give me straight pepperoni, but make sure the pepperoni's good.
Yeah, good quality.
Don't give me like a sparse, like three spread over the circumference of a pizza.
Oh, no.
No, I need like a good thick slice.
We'll just leave that there.
Cheese free.
Are you a domestic goddess, Monroe? How what are you like in the kitchen?
I'm probably as far from a domestic goddess as you will get.
Somehow I knew that.
You did know that.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Really?
Yes, I'm awful. I don't pick up after myself. Like, my parents spoiled me as a child and it shows.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I don't know. My parents were like very much of like just let a kid be a kid, and like didn't give me any chores, and I probably could have done with a little bit more discipline on that front.
So when you went to uni, for example, what the hell did you live off?
My poor flatmates. I learned all of my like adulting skills at university, but like I just thought, you know, I'll do the dishes later, and then all of my flatmates would come into like a kitchen full of like me rustling up a quick snack.
And using everything in the kitchen.
Using everything. Spaghetti bolognese and chili is my favourite. Burn all the pans. But I'm very good at cooking, actually. I can make a really tasty dish.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I don't do it that often, and I'll tend to order takeout a lot. But when I do it, it's amazing.
You commit to it.
Just as long as someone else does the dishes.
The dishes.
I mean, they've got a dishwasher now.
Yeah.
I didn't have a dishwasher at uni.
You've still
What's
got...
What's his name?
But, you know, am I alone? Is it just me that sometimes I can't be bothered to stack the dishwasher? I just think I'll just wash it by hand. I can't be bothered.
Really?
Sometimes stacking the dishwasher stresses me out.
Do you know what I got, actually? I got a bit of a fetish.
Oh.
And it's sleeping with the dishwasher on.
Oh.
I can't fall asleep unless the dishwasher's going.
But you know what?
Which is really environmental.
Where do
bad.
You sleep?
What?
My
on the kitchen floor.
My bedroom's next to the living room, which is next to the kitchen, so you can hear it faintly in the background.
No, but
it's like a womb noise.
There's something oddly comforting about it when I hear the. Maybe it's because I feel like I've accomplished something. I've loaded the dishwasher. I've tied it up.
Successfully adulting.
Yes, exactly. It really is that. But no, but I think Wayne Rooney, didn't he have that really weird thing where he once confessed he can only get to sleep when he has like a hairdryer running? Like he loves white noise. I mean, that's a lot worse for your carbon footprint.
That's like a fire hazard.
I know, exactly. Poor Colleen. I mean, she's got a lot more to worry about than the hairdryer.
I was going to say. I'm
so worried. We're going to read in the news one day that Wayne Rooney died in the middle of the night when the
hairdryer
exploded.
I know, yes. Yeah. I mean, I may be totally making that, but I'm sure I read it someday. On Poppitch, it must have been true. But but anyway, well, I can't believe we actually agreed on pineapple on pizza. If you are listening to us.
Yeah, but we learn a lot.
We have.
Yeah.
If you are listening to us on the tube or at home or wherever you listen to Is It Just Me and you're thinking, oh, you pervert. I can't believe you like pineapple on pizza. Do drop us an email. We love hearing from you. The address for the show isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
So James and Joe, is it just me or am I the only person who doesn't have Sunday clothing?
Well, I don't go out very much on a Sunday.
Neither do I. All of these Sunday fun day people.
You're both going to hell.
Oh, well, yeah. Church doesn't want me.
I knew you would. You're such a lady. Yeah.
Well, no.
Do you know what? I don't have Sunday worst. I don't have mufti clothes. All my clothes could go to work or to Sainsbury's.
A bougie.
Yeah.
And I don't say that as a braggy thing. I don't feel right unless I like what I'm wearing. So I haven't even got anything to clean the bathroom in, really.
Yeah.
The life of a style icon.
I know.
Oh, I love that you said that, but no.
I know what you mean, but my thing is, I think I've talked about this before, whereby I guess because of the work I do, and I guess we all do, there's no real dress code, is there? You know, like often if you work in an office, or if you work in A&E, or if you're a police...
Well, I wore this mechanic suit today.
And it went down very well on your Instagram,
well,
Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
you know, I guess for me, I guess what you're saying is, Joe, there's no obvious correlation between, you know, my weekday wardrobe and my weekend wardrobe, or actually even my evening wardrobe and my daytime wardrobe. You know, I kind of will wear, you know,
And are you the, I also don't believe in saving things
no.
for best.
No.
What's the point of that? I might get slammed by a bus when I leave here tonight.
Exactly.
I think that's actually, without being too deep again, I think that is, I hate that idea of saving something. You know, people that buy something and then wear it once. You're like, why? Yeah. You spent a fortune on
it. I think that this was like main, this idea came from, you know, when people are like, you know, grafting during the week and then, you know, Sunday was for like, play, but like I don't know, like my I try to put my best foot forward, or on the other hand, just like I don't know, I'm in pajamas all the time.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like one of these people where there's no middle ground. I'm either super super glam or like feral on my living room floor trying to like get through a media scandal.
Listening to the soothing tones of the dishwasher.
Yeah,
basically
eating a superior crust of pizza.
My flatmate looks at me sometimes and is like, this is not the same person. You're catfishing the nation, sis. But, you know, I think it's important to embrace all levels of yourself.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, you know, being a bit of a mess sometimes with, like, food stains down my tarts.
Well, yeah, I've never achieved either a hot mess or uber glam. I'm always hovering in the middle somewhere.
See,
I would say that you're uber glam.
Oh,
you're so chic.
No, I'm not.
Not uber glam. I would say you're chic.
Yeah.
That's quite
always well put
it?
Together, Joe.
I try.
Yeah. I always say this because you know I'm a man that likes to take, well, apart from today because my dog was driving me mad, so I literally barely had time to shower and
you
brush
look
my
lovely,
teeth.
James.
I've got any hair product
does.
On. I've literally
he
come
always
up.
Looks immaculate.
I wouldn't have made more of an effort for you normally, Monroe.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm somebody who does like to take pride in my appearance. You know, I like my clothing, or I like to, you know, spend a bit of money on my clothing. But having said that, I'm somebody quite high maintenance that can turn feral so fast. And I never forget my first Glastonbury, when I went to Glastonbury, and it was almost like a bet. Like, my straight male friends all thought, yeah, yeah, we'll see you in Glastonbury when hell freezes over. Because they just thought, you're not going to be able to handle wet wipes and, you know, port-a-loos and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, I can. And honestly, it kind of freaked them out how quickly I went from being like this kind of well-presented person to being literally wearing a bandana, literally living off wet wipes, living in my own filth for 4 days.
I can't picture it.
Honestly, I make a convincing feral.
You've always looked so good. How long have we known each other?
Oh, God,
a long time.
At least over 10 years, isn't
Nearly,
it?
Yeah.
At
yeah.
least.
How did you two meet?
Weren't when you worked
in a gay bar.
You worked in PR with one of my friends.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. The lovely David.
Oh, my God, yes. Sorry, yes.
So,
and apparently we met, and I'm so rude, I can't even remember.
Me and Joe, I was saying, me and Joe met before I transitioned.
This is
actually
so showbiz, though. It's still got a great showbiz
That's
story.
How, because of, Modus. I worked at Modus.
Yeah.
I worked at a fashion publicity agency before I got into what I do. And Joe was in a lift, and I was like, oh my God, it's Joe Elmer. Were you
nuts.
With Glamour then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was always at Glamour.
Yeah. I was like, just Joe Elvin from
Jaded
Glamour.
Jaded and knackered at the shows.
And like,
she was glued to her phone, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was glued to her phone. She was sending an email. I think it was a BlackBerry.
I was going to say it would have been a BlackBerry.
It was a BlackBerry.
God, that is going back.
It was pre-iPhone.
I have a good memory.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, obviously I knew who you were and I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, that's really sweet. I'm so sorry though. It was Monroe said, we've met.
It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
She won't forget you now. Because, you know, because you're a fellow pineapple pizza lover.
Yay.
You're bonded.
Let's have a pineapple pizza.
So, yeah, where are we going with Sunday best? Yeah, actually, Sunday for me, I mean, I was going to say, did this always happen to you? Because I always think, oh, I'll just run to the shop, I'll make no effort, and you always bump into somebody, right? I mean, I'm amazed I've never bumped into you, Monroe, since we're virtually neighbours, we're all in Brixton. But, you know, you always have that thing, don't you? You go, oh, no one will see me. And then,
yeah. I read something funny the other day. It's like, no one has seen you look worse than the corner shop man.
Yes, because he's
running down to the shop.
Because he's seen you he's seen you late
he's
at night.
He's seen you running, yes.
When you had one too many.
When you're drunk.
Yeah, and then he's seen you the morning after.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Running in for tampons, condoms.
Yes. Oh my God, all the embarrassing
And not just the corner shop person,
yes.
Actually. We've got a very wide array of people that work at the shop beneath my house.
Yeah.
And
well,
they've
convenient.
Seen me.
Yes. That's handy.
And they've seen me in many different states. And they're always so lovely. They're like, you look nice today.
I think it's the dog who's just seen me at my worst. Just the dog. I mean, if she could talk, I'd be absolutely screwed. But,
I think my dog's the only person that sees me naked, to be honest. Yeah. That's about
it. I kind of feel guilty. Like, it's always like when you're on the toilet and your dog walks in. Just playing that awkward game of like looking at each other in the eye.
But like, you know, you have no choice, do you? Because they literally follow you everywhere. I mean, you know, my dog now literally is like, really? Do you want to get in the shower with me? I mean, I don't shower. Do you shower with
your... Or having sex. It was like, you're suddenly yes. like realizing that the dog is staring and having to do no. something about it.
This has taken a turn, hasn't it?
I mean, we've got... It's like, but, you know, is that sort of like cruel to the dog? Do you know what I mean? Is that like...
Do they know what it is?
Really know.
I don't know. She never looks that happy. But yeah.
But I think it's also dogs.
Cause I read. Going to kill me for saying.
I read somewhere that the dogs apparently, dogs when they hump, it's not always sexual. So maybe they don't recognise their own humping as sexual. Maybe they don't recognise humans humping as sexual.
I don't know.
How the hell did we end up here?
I'm uncomfortable.
Just think she's bewildered by it. Sorry.
I'm not really.
That was my fault. I'm Australian.
Yeah. Joe's always trying to get us talking about humping.
Yeah. I literally didn't know that you're Australian until today.
Oh, really?
Wow. No.
I've got one of those weird accents that's all over the place.
You've been here a long time now. You're an honorary
Come
Brit.
Come with me later. Once I've had two glasses of wine, it goes the full twang.
Okay.
It comes out.
Yeah, and I'm actually having dinner with an Aussie, so that'll be...
To be a fly on that wall.
But
in summary then, yes, we're all saying wear your Sunday best every day, people. If you can, if you get the opportunity, don't save it away. Wear
and
it.
If I see you at the corner shop not wearing your Sunday best, I will judge you. I will.
Amazing. I think I've really just got to a stage in my life where I could even consider a Sunday best. Because every Sunday is like the worst.
Yeah.
So like, you know, my it's Sunday, like recovery day.
My Sunday game is not very strong.
No.
For conversation, fashion, nothing.
Netflix is my Sunday best.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, finally then today, ladies. Is it just me that gets surprisingly quite irate when I meet those people, and you know the people I'm talking about, when they say, oh, yes, I don't have a television? And you know... I don't think
I know anyone.
Oh, I had one the other day. And like I said... I don't mind. If you genuinely don't have a TV and you're not interested, that is perfectly fine. But I'm talking about a specific kind of person. And you know it's really entrenched in a lot of smugness. It's that real sense of they're slightly looking down at you for your...
No, I'm absolutely... I don't... How many people are you meeting who don't have a television?
Maybe... To be honest, I was at school with a family that didn't watch TV. And I'm sorry, they were a bit strange. They just were because I just think...
Oh, I think if you're a family, you need a television if you're a family.
God, yeah.
I mean...
How are you just like, you know, when you can't be bothered with the kids? Like, just like, you know...
What did they do? I mean, I think they must have like, played instruments or something.
They're some dedicated parents.
Is it the same people who, like, you know, really pride themselves on having only Victorian wooden toys for their kids?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No batteries.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? Because I think it's perfectly fine, but I just feel it's a bit of... It's the kind of person I think has a blanket view of something. It's very blinkered, isn't it? It's like saying all social media is terrible. You know, all TV is awful and it's toxic.
I don't like looking down on television. Again, I think television can be amazing.
Yeah, and I think especially
now.
Yeah, television is where lots
especially
of the brilliant...
when you're having sex. No, only I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Just to distract the dog.
Just joke. Oh God, I hadn't thought of that.
Puppy school. My dog loves it. Yeah. Anyway, that is a TV show. It's
sorry,
really
I'll stop now.
Where were we? We were talking about. You've made me totally lose.
TV's really good. Shut up if you don't like it.
But also, I'm not being funny. God, this is something. Do you think it's a sign of maturity and increasing age? Because I've suddenly really got into into Question Time and Newsnight. Like those are
Well,
those are shows that I would never in a million years have probably watched.
Question Time makes me want to jump out the window.
But I feel like I don't know why.
I like Jon Snow though.
Oh yeah,
I've got a crush on Jon Snow.
Oh, is he your like unlikely celebrity crush?
You're looking at the wrong Jon Snow. Oh. The one everyone likes.
It's
on
the Game of Thrones.
Oh, no. If I had to pick, then I think it would be Newsnight Jon Snow.
The original.
Is it the ties? The ties doing
it's
it for
It's the
you?
Authority.
Yeah.
It's the, come on. Like, it's the, also, I don't know. I just kind of feel, I met him and I didn't know what to say.
Oh.
And I'm not starstruck often, but with Jon Snow, I don't know. I've always kind of, it's, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. He's a bit of a daddy, isn't he?
Well, also, Jo can't talk. She's got a thing for Hugh Edwards.
Oh, I did.
Say that again.
Well, I was on the royal wedding team last year, and in the minibus with me was Hugh Edwards, studying his stack of names and places and like a phone book of stuff. And he was so taciturn and so serious, and he looked really like tanned and really trim. And I was like messaging my friends, going, "Oh my God, Hugh Edwards is like really hot in the flesh." A few days later, everybody had noticed, so that I didn't feel so silly.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't talk to me as well, which nailed the crush. In like proper teenage sort of parlance.
The boy at school that doesn't know you're alive is what you really lust after.
I love it. I love not a guilty crush, because it's not anything guilty.
No.
I think, what's the word? Like
secret or
like a crush that you wouldn't expect, an unexpected crush.
Because you know, there's nothing worse than a really basic, obvious crush. Fancying the same people that everyone fancies.
Yeah.
You
know. I don't know. I just like having an appreciation for people that don't get the dues.
Yeah.
For how interesting and gorgeous and charming they are.
And you know, smarts can be very attractive, can't they? Like people with good street smarts, or you know, with, you know, people that know their shit.
I don't know. It's the intelligence.
Yeah, it's very
it's
commanding.
It's the authority. It's you know, the
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if you're one of those people that doesn't own a TV, you don't even know which Jon Snow is which.
I am loving how much I'm learning today about Monroe Bergstrom. This is great.
I've got quite like varied taste. Oh, well, Carol Vorderman as well. I've got a bit of a crush on Carol Vorderman.
People are obsessed with Vorders.
Yeah.
I mean,
Borders is hot.
She is. And she's
like,
a right
she
good
is
laugh.
The definition of MILF.
Yeah, she knows it.
And I love that.
Yeah.
You know, a woman
I met Borders at the Monaco Grand Prix. Not many people can say that, can they?
At the Monaco Grand Prix. You are so bougie,
Andrew. Right?
I love it.
But also, what I love about Borders is she's like, not only is she like a MILF, total MILF, she's also flying herself around the world, isn't she? She's learning to fly.
Yeah. Someone said to me the other day that she doesn't want to settle down because she's got her special friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Good for her.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked hard and you are a national treasure and now you're getting your life.
Exactly.
And I live for that.
And again, on TV, people. So it's very important to watch TV.
Can I make a confession, though? I didn't have a television for the whole of my 20s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but were you walking around going, well, I don't have a television, so therefore...
I was, actually.
Oh, right. Okay. This
is brilliant. I know. You were too busy having far too much fun, probably.
James knew me back in the day, and I was a very different person.
You had no time for TV. You were out and about.
Well, like, sorry.
No, don't get me wrong.
I was like a party girl, so like I was never in at night, ever. Like there was one point in time where I went out 15 nights in a row.
Oh my God.
And multiple different countries. I was basically flown around playing. I wasn't a very good DJ, but I had amazing song choices.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. I was a party girl for 10 years, so I didn't really have a TV. I watched like shows on my laptop. But I, yeah.
But that's my other thing, you see, because what I want to say to these people that say, oh, I don't have a TV. Yeah, but you're probably watching Netflix on your laptop. So yeah, you are technically watching. And also, I would argue as well, you know, you can, because I guess you made a point earlier before we started talking, Joe, about, you know, how do you stay informed? Because, you know, let's be honest, but I guess that's where social media has now filled that void, yeah, hasn't it? Because before, when you know, all your news came from the news on TV.
Yeah, but social media is definitely my source.
But when you work in an office, the very fabric of office society would collapse and crumble if you didn't have television shows to talk about. I mean, we would literally have nothing to talk about if we didn't have Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones to go in and...
It does bring people together.
Yeah, and I kind of love the fact that we actually have slightly reclaimed, you know, that water cooler TV. You know, there have been shows the last couple of years, whether it's The Bodyguard or, you know, Line of Duty, proper big TV shows that people are watching in their millions, that, you know.
Universal experiences.
Exactly.
It's really nice. It's really nice. Especially when, you know, that feeds into, like, say, queer culture, American Horror Story, and everyone gags over Gaga. Oh. Or, like, you know, Game of Thrones, and everyone's
Pose,
like...
Fucking Pose, that, I love.
Pose, yeah, rallying together the trans community.
But that is the way, you know, it's that popular culture that sometimes is the gateway for people to have those conversations.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people can be really snooty, can't they, about soaps. But the truth is, soaps have an incredible platform, an incredible reach, and, you know, I caught myself, it was so weird, I was in on a Saturday night, not unusual for me, but I actually sent my friend a text going, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm watching the British Soap Awards, and I don't even watch soaps. I don't know how it happened, there was clearly nothing else on TV, but I watched it. And I had a real moment of pride because I thought, God, and like I said, I don't watch any of them. And they had all these kind of like nominations and recaps for the year in soap and all the things they were covering. And I thought, bloody hell, that is quite amazing. Because like you said, they are getting right into the heartland of Great Britain. Because, you know, families sit down and watch soaps as families. And, you know, they're covering and tackling really important issues. And I think, you know, you shouldn't undermine
that. We kind of don't think about that living in London as well sometimes because it's like so fast paced.
Yeah.
But like family life as well, you know, that's still a thing.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, I think that soaps are so integral to family life as well.
Yeah. Big up the TV.
Are you being polite because you're still out partying and
say that again.
Not watching as much television as me and James? Yeah.
No. Oh, no, definitely. No, I'm watching loads of Netflix. Like, I live on Netflix. I don't necessarily watch, like, actual television channels.
No. I don't think anyone does.
Sorry.
I don't think anyone does.
No.
What's your big thing at the moment then, Monroe? What are you really into?
My big show at the moment. I love Good Girls on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
About these mums that rob a superstore.
Oh, right.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like, it's like kind of Breaking Bad, but a little bit funnier.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow. So I'm watching Black Mirror.
Oh, I've got to get into that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The new Black Mirror is incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
A couple, yeah.
Did you see
the Miley one?
What's it called? Striking Vipers?
No.
The one with the two friends, the two guys.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Well, Miley Cyrus is in an episode.
I haven't seen the Miley Cyrus episode yet.
Is it? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's fun.
Watch the first one, Striking Vipers.
Oh, I haven't watched that one.
It's all about like kind of how sexuality and gender are essentially fluid and it's all perception.
Oh, okay.
And how we can fall in love with someone's soul, but not necessarily their body.
Well, I can see how that one spoke to you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. I was like all on Twitter like gushing and then obviously all the trolls are like, that's not what it's about. Stop making this about you. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure that's what it's about, but okay.
Oh, those lovely trolls. Fuck you, trolls.
Stop making it about you. And I was like, Jesus.
Well, this podcast has been about you and I've loved it.
I have too. Yeah. Oh, well, we've wanted you on the show for ages, Monroe, and I'm so glad you found time.
Oh, no,
you are super, super busy and I hope we have given you something to smile about because you certainly have with us.
Thank you.
Like I said, keep fighting the good fight. Don't let them get you down and keep doing brilliant stuff and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Good luck.
A pleasure.
And thank you to everyone for listening. We'll be back next week.
And check out @goddessplatform.
Yes, that's right. That's the right
Goddess hand. Platform.
Goddess Platform. Yep. Thanks very much, guys. See you next week.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.